Now here's our final question on today's broadcast of Answers from the Book. Please explain what Psalm 64:10 means. Well, what an uplifting verse. Psalm 64:10 says, "The righteous shall be glad in the Lord and shall trust in Him, and all the upright in heart shall glory." The first six verses of this psalm is a prayer of David to the Lord concerning the strength and intent of his enemies. He asks the Lord for protection as he describes the cruelty and conduct of his enemies. Let's read Psalm 64:1 through 6. "Hear my voice, O God, in my prayer. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Hide me from the secret counsel of the wicked, from the insurrection of the workers of iniquity, who whet their tongue like a sword and bend their bows to shoot their arrows, even bitter words, that they may shoot in secret at the perfect. Suddenly do they shoot at him and fear not. They encourage themselves in an evil matter. They commune of laying snares privily. They say, 'Who shall see them?' They search out iniquities. They accomplish a diligent search, both the inward thought of every one of them and the heart is deep." Now, just like Christians today, David had fierce enemies. Realizing he had no strength without the Lord, David asked the Lord to preserve and protect him from these wicked men. I'm reminded of the promise of the Lord in Deuteronomy 20, verse 4. "For the Lord your God is he that goeth with you to fight for you against your enemies to save you." As believers on the Lord Jesus, we have the same refuge that David had. Our Lord will go with us into battle, and he assures us victory against our enemies. While David had literal, physical enemies, we understand that our battles are spiritual battles. Ephesians 6:12 tells us, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." Even if there is a person or people in your life that are constantly striking out against you for your Christian testimony, the real enemy is not that person. It's Satan himself. Now let's read the rest of this psalm. Psalm 64:7 through 10 says, "But God shall shoot at them with an arrow. Suddenly shall they be wounded. So they shall make their own tongue to fall upon themselves. All that see them shall flee away. And all men shall fear and shall declare the work of God. For they shall wisely consider of his doing. The righteous shall be glad in the Lord and shall trust in him. And all the upright in heart shall glory." After describing his fierce enemies with all their craftiness and power, verse 7 begins with two very important words, "but God." How powerful are these words? The enemies make their plans. They devise their schemes. They become fierce and relentless, but God. What comfort is found in these two words? I encourage you to search your Bible and find other instances where the phrase, "but God," is used. It will be a fascinating and fruitful study for you. Now, it's in a prophetic sense that David speaks of the overthrow of his enemies. Notice how that in verse 3, David says that his enemies bend their bows to shoot their arrows. In verse 7, we read, "But God shall shoot at them with an arrow." The enemy's many arrows are no match for God's one mighty arrow. Our Lord is greater than all our enemies. As believers on the Lord Jesus Christ, we are called more than conquerors in Romans 8:37. 1 John 4:4 tells us, "Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world." The one that is in the world is Satan. That one that is in you as a believer on the Lord Jesus Christ is the Holy Spirit. Certainly the Spirit is greater than Satan, and we can be assured victory when we depend upon the Lord and call out to him as David did. Then we will realize in a practical sense the uplifting truth of Psalm 64:10, "The righteous shall be glad in the Lord and shall trust in him, and all the upright in heart shall glory."